The Red Sox offseason seems to get worse by the day, and it hit a new low on Tuesday when the Red Sox announced Trevor Story is going to miss some time after undergoing surgery on his elbow.
You are Locked On Red Sox, your daily Boston Red Sox podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Another day, another episode of the Locked On Red Sox podcast. I am your host, Nessun's Lauren Willand. Thank you for making Locked On Red Sox your first listen of every single day. I wish I was bringing you better news. That's how I'm going to start this episode. We have been discussing the shortstop position quite a bit this offseason, especially after Xander Bogaerts signed with the San Diego Padres. Many of us thought it was going to be Trevor Story to take over shortstop. He obviously has a lot of experience at that position, but nope. No. The Red Sox said, absolutely not. That's not going to happen. We're going to make this offseason worse for fans by telling you that Trevor Story underwent a procedure on his elbow. And it's going to sideline him potentially 4 to 6 months, potentially longer. We'll talk about a timeline in the second segment of the Locked On Red Sox podcast. And if you're looking at 6 months from January, we're talking probably after the All-Star break. And I wish you could see my show notes right now because it's just when I just banged on the keyboard and it's just a bunch of jumbled letters because that's just, I couldn't form thoughts. That's pretty much what my brain was thinking when I saw this news. So the surgery is called an internal bracing procedure of the right ulnar collateral ligament. That's the UCL. That's the Tommy John surgery ligament, but it's not Tommy John surgery. It's basically what ESPN's Jeff Passan called it, a modified Tommy John surgery. So the recovery timeline isn't as long as a regular Tommy John surgery. I know nothing about this surgery. I know nothing about this injury. So if you've had it or you are a medical professional and have some expertise in it, please let me know more about it because the internet can only tell you so much. You can find anything on the internet that can tell you, oh, he'll be back in this amount of time. Oh, never mind. He's going to miss the entire season. So if anyone has experience in this injury, whether it's, like I said, you suffered it or have worked with it, let me know, but oof, wow. So now the Red Sox need a shortstop, and for real this time. We've talked about, oh, maybe they needed a shortstop in this offseason. Maybe they need to trade for one or sign a Jose Iglesias type of shortstop. Now they need it. This is a really, really big need all of a sudden, and maybe you need another second baseman now because Kike Hernandez is capable of playing shortstop, but much like if you pull him out of center field to play second base, you're creating another hole in this lineup. So it's messy right now for the Red Sox, to say the absolute least. So the Red Sox need a shortstop, need a second baseman, and need to give their fans a whole lot of answers, I feel like. Because you look back, going back to last season, when they knew Xander Bogaerts was going to hit free agency. And yes, we shouldn't keep opening old wounds, but how bad does not extending him look now? Even worse than it did a week or two ago when he signed, a month ago, whenever it was. This all could have been avoided to a degree had the Red Sox just did what they said they were going to do and re-signed Bogaerts. Yes, there'd still be questions if Bogaerts was the shortstop and Story underwent this surgery, but there'd be more clarity, right? Which the Red Sox do not have a lot of right now. They haven't had a lot of clarity this entire offseason, and it just continues to question what in the world is the direction of this team. And yes, Story did sign that six-year contract ahead of last season, and he may miss a chunk of time due to this elbow issue. And so Story missed time in 2021 due to elbow inflammation, but his arm was not an issue in 2022. We saw that when he was healthy playing at second base for the Red Sox, he was very, very good when he was healthy. He did unfortunately miss significant time due to other injuries that had nothing to do with his elbow. He had the wrist fracture, the heel contusion, just an injury riddled season for Story. He played in 94 games last season. He had .238 with 16 home runs, 66 RBI, a .737 OPS in the first year of his six-year, $140 million contract. We've talked about how this Red Sox lineup needs power and how Trevor Story could have been one of those X factors to contribute a lot of power to this lineup. This lineup just got a lot weaker without him in it, and I don't know if there's a clear path to what the Red Sox are going to do next. And we've questioned this. We don't know the direction of this team at all. And on December 15th, Chaim Bloom was asked about Trevor Story's arm. We've heard these stories about his arm, the issues, whether he has the arm strength to play at shortstop full time with the Red Sox. And he said, it's certainly something we've talked about and something we're aware of. Trevor is aware of it. It's obviously not a secret. I would say a couple of things. He goes on to say they're optimistic about them being a better team when he's on the field, and also says that Story's range is, quote, just so incredible. We saw that he can make throws on the run. When he has to put a little something on the ball, he can. I just think wherever we put him, he's just going to get so many balls that it'll pay off in the end. That didn't age too well. And Bob Nightingale wrote that Story was aware that he would need elbow surgery in the offseason, that one of the Boston Red Sox teammates said to Bob Nightingale, but Trevor Story was hoping that he could avoid it with rest. Obviously, that wasn't the case. So I don't know if he was truly hoping that a few months of rest in this offseason, he could just ramp up to start throwing before spring training. We're 5 weeks out from spring training now, and the Red Sox do not have a lot of infielders. They don't have a middle infield, really, before spring training is set to start. Pitchers and catchers report next month. We have Truck Day, less than a month away. It's just a lot of questions now, and you also have Buster Olney reporting that teams stayed away from Story last season because they knew he was going to need the surgery on his elbow. And here we go. Here's the Red Sox dishing out 6 years, $140 million to him. He missed some time last year. Yes, it didn't have to do with his arm. He was hit on the wrist. He had the heel issue. But now, if this was a known issue, what are you doing? And I like Story. I really do. I think that we saw flashes of what he can do at second base and what he can bring to the Red Sox lineup. But now, all of a sudden, it's unknown what his role is going to be, if anything, in 2023. So the fact that surgery was even on his mind, the Red Sox should have been like, should we do this right now when the offseason ends? Was that a discussion? Did Story truly think that he could just rest this away? But if this was an issue when they signed him, maybe that should have rung a bell in their heads and been like, hey, maybe this should be more of a priority to keep Bogarts. Maybe, or at the very, very least, have a legitimate plan B, because Marcelo Meyer is not ready and he's not close to being ready. You don't want to put him in a position that's going to hinder his development or destroy his confidence or bring him up when he's not ready. We saw that a lot last season with players coming up from Worcester who were not MLB ready. You don't want to do that to someone who has been deemed the guy. This is their future at shortstop, allegedly. Don't mess it up then. And there's not like there's an array of shortstops on the market anymore. Carlos Correa, for the third time this offseason, agreed to a deal with another team. He's reportedly going back to the Minnesota Twins. All the other shortstops have signed elsewhere. There's not really a big name out there. And there's people out there who could fill the gap, sure, but not someone that's going to give you the power or maybe even the versatility. I don't know. Jake is big on Jose Iglesias for sure. And I like the idea just because he is familiar with the organization. He's well-liked, but he's not going to be able to give Red Sox fans, I think, what they want. He's a great player. He's a great guy, but he's not the difference maker in a World Series team, right? The Red Sox, I don't even know if they're going to be competitive in 2023. I don't know. They have to make the proper moves and they haven't. Who knows? Who knows what 2023 holds for the Red Sox, holds for Trevor Story, holds for the Red Sox at the shortstop and the second base position. Right now, it's not good. And I understand if fans are really pessimistic and really feeling like what is next, because they deserve to know. They should. This really even shouldn't be this big of an issue. And it's this big of an issue because they let Xander Bogaerts walk and sign an 11-year deal with the Padres. So now we're stuck with a lot more questions than answers. Weeks away from pitchers and catchers reporting to Fort Myers, we're just over a month away from the first full squad workout. And we don't know what this team is going to look like at all. Story was a great candidate to be a breakout candidate, an X factor to this team, a power bat in this lineup. And who knows if he's even going to contribute the tiniest amount in 2023. Now, Chaim Bloom did answer questions on Tuesday. He met with the media at around 4 p.m. Eastern time. And we'll talk a little bit about what he said in his meeting with the media. Just as soon as I tell you about Bet Online, and oof, I'm not feeling too good about betting on the Red Sox for the 2023 season. I don't know about you guys, but I am not. But if you are, betonline.net has the latest odds and news for every single sport out there. It's also your number one source for your sports betting info, stats, news, and analysis. You can get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there. There's pro football. The playoffs are finally here. If you're a Patriots fan, that's a bit of a bummer, but there are a ton of good teams in this playoffs, and it's sure to be a lot of fun. There's the NBA, the NHL. Everything is over at betonline.net. And if you love sports podcasts, which you probably do if you're listening to Locked On Red Sox, you can even find those at BetOnline as well. They're always the fastest and the easiest way to get your betting info. You can head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. That's BetOnline, where the game starts. As always, we appreciate you making Locked On Red Sox your first listen of every day. For listen number two, make sure you check out Locked On MLB Prospects. Host Lindsey Crosby is a prospect encyclopedia, and he's going deep on the MLB starts of tomorrow. It's free and available wherever you get your podcasts. So Chaim Bloom faced the media, faced some questions, and I feel like, you know, he did his job, right? He answered the questions, but I just feel like the answers he gave are probably not going to give Red Sox fans a lot of hope, or it's just kind of the same old song and dance. Like, yeah, we're listening. We hear you. You're saying everything that Red Sox fans want to hear, that you want to make this team better. There's a plan, blah, blah, blah. But there's just no action behind the words. And yes, this Trevor Story news did just break on Tuesday, so nothing's going to happen overnight. They could make something happen overnight. But the biggest thing for me is, of course, Chaim Bloom was asked about the timeline of Trevor Story, because if you Google the surgery that Trevor Story had, it says about 4 to 6 months of a recovery timeline. So while 4 months, yes, you're like, okay, like that's not too bad. 6 months will put you near the All-Star break. It's like, okay, that's more than half the season. Would it even be worth the Red Sox bringing him back at that point if they're so far out of it? Maybe they'll surprise everyone. Stranger things have happened. Baseball is very weird. But when Chaim Bloom was asked of the timeline, he said he was not ready to put a timeline on exactly when Story would return. And he did not rule out a return in 2023, but quote, "It's not something at this stage we want to bank on." That's not a ringing endorsement of, yes, he'll be back. I don't know if there was any sort of complication. I don't know if they are expecting some sort of setback. I don't know if it's the type of surgery, his age, the position he plays. I don't know. But Chaim Bloom said that while Trevor Story was ramping up his throwing, he experienced pain in his elbow, and that was just before Christmas. And he also noted that it was not something that they contemplated at the end of the season. And then when asked about what this means, what Trevor Story's injury means to the Red Sox, Chaim Bloom said it just means there's more to do. Yeah, there's been a lot more to do already. There was already more to do. Now there's even more to do. And he said that the Sox already did want to strengthen their middle infield even before Trevor Story's injury, whether that was depth, whether they knew this surgery was coming. Maybe they weren't prepared for it so soon, but maybe they wanted that extra depth. And he did mention Christian Arroyo could be a starter from a talent perspective, and that they want to have depth to withstand ups and downs. I don't know if Christian Arroyo is an everyday player. I don't know if putting him at second base fixes that problem altogether. Obviously, it doesn't fix the shortstop issue, but you can never have too much depth. And I'm very, very big on that. But you can't just put together a ton of depth pieces and hope for a miracle and hope for a good team. And Chaim Bloom did confirm that Trevor Story was preparing to play shortstop after Bogaerts left in the offseason. So it's unclear what the Red Sox next move is. I mean, the biggest thing probably will be a trade, just because of the free agents who are left on the market and who could help the Red Sox. And he did mention that they're going to continue to look at starting pitching targets. But now I feel like all of a sudden the starting pitching hasn't become so much of an issue as getting a legitimate shortstop in this lineup. You don't want to send someone out there who hasn't played or has very little experience. And I know first base is a different position from shortstop, but I just keep thinking of Christian Arroyo playing first base. I think of Franchi Cordero. I think of every person they've put at first base that has not played there. They're like, oh, well, we'll experiment with this. And it just hasn't worked. No more experiments 2023. So not good news for the Red Sox at all, especially when it comes to Trevor Story, of course. It just adds more question marks, more holes to this lineup, and maybe more reason for Red Sox fans to be down on this team. And, you know, Jake and I did do an episode about players to be excited for. I do believe Trevor Story was one of them. But looking back on that episode, it's only about a week, 10 days old. It's like, wow, this team keeps you on your toes in the worst way possible. And there are moves to be made. There certainly are. But the Red Sox need to stop talking and start doing, because they are just losing their fans' hope more and more by the day. I don't know how much hope some of these fans have left. I know some of our commenters here on YouTube still seem optimistic at times, who constantly keep the faith, keep that positivity going. And I'm an optimistic person. I am always trying to see the bright side, the light at the end of the tunnel. And I was starting to see a little bit of it with this Red Sox team. Not that they were going to be a postseason team or that they were going to be World Series favorites by any means, but this team is in trouble now. There's no one immediately ready in the Red Sox system to take over shortstop on a full-time position. Hell, not even a part-time position at this point. So there's a lot of work to be done. Chaim Bloom said that, but we've heard him say so many things. And the only thing that's really come up that he's said he would do is the Rafael Devers extension. And that's all of a sudden just become such almost a distant memory. They have not officially announced the deal yet. So maybe this week we'll get that. Maybe get some good news, get some good Rafi quotes and start laughing a little bit, and, you know, laughing for good reason and not laughing about how this team continues to put themselves in these kinds of situations. So all of a sudden, the middle infield looks very, very mysterious for the Red Sox. Because now what? Now what? Because I don't know. I don't know. I don't have the answers. I wish I did. I wish I had a crystal ball that I could see and just be like, listen, it's going to be okay. It's going to be a rough 2023. We'll get through it. But we're on to 2024. I hate saying that in January. I mean, that's not my mindset right now. But the Red Sox really, really need to work fast right now and get something done if they really want to kind of shore up that middle infield and figure out what they want to do for 2023, especially if they lose Story even if they lose him for 6 months. You still need to figure that out. That is a big chunk of time without who you expected to be your starting shortstop. And especially if he is out for 7-8 the entire year, then yeah, you need to figure this out immediately. And maybe some of that timeline is they want to see how he is 4 weeks after surgery, 10 days after surgery, see if there's any swelling, any setback, or anything like that that would set his original timeline, or the Google original timeline, not the team original timeline, the Google original timeline of 4 to 6 months. If that, maybe it could even be before. Listen, we've seen the Bruins and their training staff do amazing things with their players this year, get them back well ahead of schedule from major surgeries. Brad Marchand came back about a month early from double hip surgery, Charlie McAvoy, Matt Grizzlick. So I have faith that if all goes well, that maybe Trevor Story can come back a little bit earlier too. Just got to try to keep the faith, right? It's not easy. Right now it's not fun, but let's hope that there will be some good news coming out of this week, whether that's just the Red Sox announcing Devers' extension and making it official. And we know that something has to be done, right? Someone has to come in to this team, probably an outside option, to fill that shortstop and or second base position. Who knows? But whichever way the wind blows, we will keep you updated right here on Locked On Red Sox. Thank you for making Locked On Red Sox your first listen of every single day. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Locked On Red Sox right here on YouTube, Apple, Spotify. Wherever you get your podcast is where you can find us. You can also find us on Twitter at @LO_RedSox, Jake at Jake Iggy, and then me, La 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 Lauren, three laws, Lauren with four R's. Don't forget to check out all the other shows across the Locked On Network. Locked On Twins, they're having a good time now with Carlos Correa on their team. Locked On Yankees, Locked On Astros. Everyone does such a great job bringing you baseball content, even in the off season. And we're going to be doing the same. Good, bad, ugly, happy, no matter what. We are here to bring you the Boston Red Sox news. And now that you've made Locked On Red Sox your first listen, head on over to Locked On MLB Prospects to make it listen number two, because Lindsey Crosby is a prospect encyclopedia. He's been on our show a few times. He knows the prospects inside and out, and he's going deep on the stars of tomorrow. It's free and available wherever you get your podcasts. We will be back later this week and next week as well, as we continue to bring you off-season content. We're going to end the show how we always do. Even though the Red Sox are not making anyone happy right now, we're going to keep the tradition alive. End it by saying, let's go Red Sox.